Okay, we will continue with question number 7. What is Furisode? And I guess it's your turn.
Oh.
Yeah, it's your turn. Okay, so what is Furisode?
Furisode is a formal kimono with long flowing sleeves, which is worn by unmarried women on formal and ceremonial occasions. You can see young ladies wear Furisode on the coming of age day, which is held in mid-January.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, everyone has here in this model answer. They have, you know, kimono with long sleeves worn by young women, by single women, but usually young, right? I know Kuroyanagi Ketsuko is a special case, but you know, normally it's young women. Okay, I just think, you know, normally after a certain age they don't wear furisode.
She's single.
Well, I know she's single, so yeah, it's true. Single women is fine, but normally young women. Okay, your choice. I always get people want to throw things at me when I say this. Okay, so what do you have? What is furisode?
Furisode is a formal kimono with long flowing sleeves which touch their knees. It is only for single women worn at ceremonies such as coming of age days or mid-January, graduating ceremonies, and weddings.
Good. Okay. Graduation ceremony. Yeah, it's better. Yeah. Okay. Good. What is furisode?
Furisode is a formal kimono with long flowing sleeves. And worn by a young single woman, and for all festival occasions. And they often wear furisode to celebrate the coming of age day, which means that she is single, both single and legal adult.
Okay.
And thus available for marriage.
Okay.
That sounds correct.
No, it's okay. It sounds a little like she's a commodity or something. So, okay, but that's how you would say it. Fine. No problem with the grammar.
Grammar's always correct.
Yeah, politically correct. It doesn't sound good. Yeah. So she's young and single. And, right. Maybe looking for a husband or something. Okay. What is furisode?
Furisode is a formal kimono with flowing sleeves and normally always worn by single young women and on some occasions such as coming of age day, graduation ceremonies, etc.
Okay, good. I think we're okay with this. I don't want to spend much time because some of these other answers or questions need answers with a little bit more detail, I think. So we'll spend time on that. And again, I also, she mentioned, was it Tomisome?
Tomisode.
So also know maybe what that's about, okay? So let's go to the next one. What is haori? Okay. And what I want to mention here is that they have here, it's a short coat, but it's not really a short coat. It gives the impression of a different thing, like a jacket. What is a haori is what a half-size kimono or a half-length kimono. Okay. I think that makes it better. Worn as a coat. Okay, over the kimono. Okay, so rather than it's a short coat, you could, that sounds like down jacket. You know, you don't wear down jacket, it's not that. It's a half-length kimono worn as a coat over kimono. And then other things you want to say, you're welcome to say, but I think it should be a little bit more clear. Okay.
Is it half size or half size?
Half size, is okay. Half size. I say half length is also okay. So both are okay. Half size or half length kimono?
Length.
Length. L-A-N-G-T-H.
Length.
Yeah.
Length.
Yeah. length is actually more clear because half size means like it's half the size small, like for kodomo or something, ningyo or something. Half length is probably better. So, what is haori?
Haori is a half-length kimono worn as a coat over a kimono. Mm-hmm. It is fastened loosely in front by a short braided cord.
Okay, do both men and women wear haori?
Yes, they do.
And it's the same name?
Yes.
It is? I think the ladies haori. And the men the same. Yeah, okay, good. All right, what is haori?
Haori is half-size... half length kimono worn as a coat over a kimono, and it is fastened loosely in front by short braided cords. And both men and women wear haori.
Hmm. Okay, good. All right. So this was simple, right? All right. What is haori?
Yes, haori. Half length kimono. One over kimono as light coats. Both men and women wear haori.
Okay, good. What is haori?
Haori is half length kimono, one over kimono as a coat on formal occasions which have five primary crests on it. This is mainly for men, and in most cases, hakama or baggy pants are worn over kimono together with haori. However, women may wear haori without hakama.
Mm. Okay, good. What is that? Ningen baori? What's that?
Ningen baori?
Haori hakama. Very formal.
Is there something? Ningen baori? Isn't that a game? Is that the wrong name? When somebody has... the hands in front?
Ningen baori.
Oh, okay. Ningen baori. It's from haori, right?
Yeah.
Where you have somebody's hands move and put makeup or feeds eat. Do you know the game?
Never heard of it.
Ningen baori. It means two people. Ningen baori. Yeah, sorry, not ningen. Ningen baori. You never don't know that?
No.
It's what? Do you know it? This is probably not part of the guide test, but
I guess so. That is
giving them a take the microphone. If you're good to talk. Let's see.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. Two guys wearing the same haori, and the guy who is sitting behind, for example, tries to eat, and a front person bites or is so, but it sometimes fails. So that is a humorous aspect of this game. Is it correct?
Well, yeah, something, but one person has the arms through the haori and the other person, he's feeding the other person. He can't see. So it's like I have the arms and he's here and I'm trying to put his mouth, right? So it's kind of a game you do at Enkai. If you have drinks and things, so anyway. Yeah, when I was at I've tried, yeah, that's what I remembered. I thought I got the name wrong, though. I thought it was Ningenbaori.
Sounds okay.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, yeah, sometimes instead of feeding, they also put makeup. You know, instead of eating and opening the mouth, sometimes they put, like, things and hits, you know, goes inside. Sometimes they put makeup, like lipstick or something. And anyway, it's kind of comedy if you're having fun. Anyway, we'll go on to the next word, which is more important. It's tabi. Okay, now this is my definition of tabi. So tabi are Japanese-style socks that look like mittens for the feet. You know mittens? Mittens. Mittens are like gloves, but there's just two parts. One for your thumb, one for the fingers. So tabi are like mittens for the feet. Okay, and there is one part for the big toe and the other part for the other toes. Or a part for the toes. So there's one part for the big toe and a part for the toes. The two parts let you grip the strap of a sandal or clog. Okay, so tabi are Japanese style socks that look like mittens for the feet. There's one part for the big toe and another part for the other toes. The two parts let you grip the strap of a sandal or clog. Okay, so you might have another definition, which is fine to say. Let me just hear what you have to say. And who's got the microphone? Your turn. So what is tabi?
Tabi are Japanese style socks. It looks like mitten for the feet. It is divided into two parts. One is for big toe, and the other one is for other toes. And a tabi is usually worn for kimono.
Okay, yes, right. Okay. What color are tabi?
Usually tabi is white, but today there are so many colors of tabi, such as blue, black, or others.
Yeah, okay. I keep on asking her color questions. Okay, yeah, usually white. Some are dark blue, navy blue.
For men.
For men, right? Yeah, so, but it can be other colors. Yeah. Okay, fine. What is tabi?
Tabi. Traditional Japanese socks looks like mittens for the feet. They have two areas. One is for the big toe, and the other one is for the rest of toes. And this division is designed to grip the strap of sandal or clog. And the common color of tabi is white, and sometimes it's dark blue. And construction workers and farmers wear a kind of tabi, jika tabi, which is usually made of tougher materials. Sometimes it's often having a rubber soles and more like a boots rather than socks.
Yeah, okay, right. So the jika tabi? Yeah, the jika tabi are basically the same shape, but they're made out of rubber or something very sturdy for outdoor work. Construction work or farm work. Good. Okay, what is tabi?
Tabi are Japanese style socks which look like a mitten for the feet. And there are two parts, one for the big toe and the other for the other toes. And this division is designed to for the wearer to grip the strap of sandal or a clog.
How are tabi fastened?
Fastened. Backside of tabi, there are several, how can I say, three or four pieces of
Nail. Is it hooks?
Hooks.
Yeah.
Hooks. Which nobody had is made of metal and with a color of gold.
Is it gold or silver? Okay,
silver.
Metal. Yeah. So they're. Do we say they're? Yeah. There's hooks. So they're not fastened with elastic or they're not tied. They're hooks. And gosh, I forget my English. It's eye hook or something. Like it's the hole. Looks like an eye, and you put it in. That's not the correct English. I forgot. I don't say the word, but it's a hook. Would be fine. So they're fastened with metal hooks in the back. And that's another thing foreign people love to see. It's so fascinating. Oh, that's what they like about tabi, is because they look like mittens for the feet, and then they fasten with this, hook. So they're actually very fascinating. Yeah. Okay, what is tabi?
Tabi are Japanese-style socks, looks like mittens for the feet. They are worn when we wear kimonos. The tabi have two parts. One is for the big toe, and the other is for the rest of the thumb.
Rest of the toes?
Rest of the toes. The color of tabi is white for women and black or dark blue for men.
Okay. Do people wear tabi if they have yukata? If they're wearing yukata?
No. Actually, when people wear yukata, we don't wear tabi, but we wear geta with bare feet.
Mm, yeah, with bare feet. Yeah.
With bare feet. Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll go to geta in a minute, but yeah. Okay.
With bare feet.
Yeah. They wear geta with bare feet. They wear geta bare feet with barefooted.
Barefooted.
Yeah.
With
go barefooted. Yeah. So we wear geta with bare feet.
With bare feet.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Okay, what is tabi?
Tabi are Japanese style socks, and they look like mittens for feet. And there are two divisions, and the one part is for big toe and
for the big toe.
For the big toe. Mm-hmm. And another part for the rest of the toes. And the two parts grip the strap of a sandal. And usually people wearing kimono wear tabi.
Mm. Okay, good. All right, how about tabi? Yeah, what is tabi?
Yes. Tabi are Japanese style socks that look like mittens for the feet and fastened by hooks. Tabi are separated into a part for big toe and a part for the other four toes. We wear tabi when wearing kimono. Generally, men wear black or navy blue tabi, and women wear white tabi.
Hmm. Okay, good. All right, the tabi sounds fine. Zori. Zori is the next one, and let's just see what your answer is, okay? I won't say anything. What is Zori?
Zori are Japanese sandals consisting of a flat sole with a V-shaped foam strap between the big and second toe. They are usually worn with kimono.
Okay, all right. What are they made from?
Zori made from rushes or straw for the sole, and strap is made of usually textile.
Hmm. Okay, that's a type of Zori, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, what is Zori?
Zori are Japanese traditional sandals made by straw. They are with flat sole and V-shaped strap, gripped by big and the other toes.
Okay, good. Okay. What is Zori?
Zori are Japanese flat and foamed sandals made of cloth, leather, lacquer, wood, and synthetic materials such as rubber and vinyl. Vinyl. Mm. Okay. And they are similar to flip-flops, but they are rather formal footwear along with traditional Japanese clothes. And while geta, wooden clogs, are worn with informal clothes. And rectangular-shaped flat sandals for men are called seta, which are made of plastic straw imitation material with rubber or coke soles.
Mm. Okay, right. Okay, good. And what is Zori?
Zori are Japanese sandals consisting of a flat sole with a V-shaped strap between the big and second toes. And the material is various, but the color of strap for women, especially young children, for Chichibu-san festival, it is decorative and very cute.
Okay, what color? Usually like bright colors?
Bright colors,
yeah.
On the other hand, men's zori so somber, and the strap color is white, blue, black, that type of monotone color.
Okay, good. Okay, what is Zori?
Zori are Japanese sandals consisting of a flat sole with a V-shaped tongue between the big toe and second toe. They are worn as a kimono ensemble.
Okay. That's fine. I didn't think you'd say that. That's fine. It's no problem. They're worn, you know, with kimono.
With kimono.
That's fine. Yeah, well, they're worn as an ensemble, like a set with kimono, right?
Yeah.
But that's fine. Don't change anything. Don't change anything. You're fine. Okay. Good. What is Zori?
Zori are Japanese sandals, and consisting of a flat sole with a V-shaped strap between the big toe and the second toe. And usually people wear Zori when they wear kimono.
Okay.
And tabi.
And tabi, right. Okay. And what are they made from?
Zori are usually made of leather and straw.
Okay.
And enamel.
Vino?
Yeah,
V-I-N-Y-L is I think how you spell it. You say biniru. That's where you get the biniru. It's from vinyl.
She was trying to say enamel.
Enamel? Enamel is glass. Are they trying to say lacquer?
Yeah, it's a coating. Enamel.
What's a coating? But enamel is glass. It's a, that's like a shpoyaki.
Oh, I see. And patent leather.
Patent leather. Patent leather. I don't exactly know what it is. It's very, very shiny leather that looks like plastic. Maybe it's covered with plastic, but it's called patent leather. Dancers wear patent leather shoes, so they look so shiny.
Mm, yes.
Okay, but enamel is like glass, like shpoyaki. Is there such a thing as Zori with enamel?
I think in Japanese it says enameru, but...
Be careful of katakana. Sometimes it's saying the, you know... Instead of using Japanese, they use some English. The enamel is usually like the shpoyaki thing. Okay? Yeah. Like a glass. So probably they mean, could be lacquer. Are there lacquer?
No, I don't think.
No, right?
Geta,
what have lacquer? What does the Michael wear? There's another Michael. They wear some...
Michael-san?
Boko, Otoboko or something. There's a word.
Bokuri.
Is that it? Bokuri?
Bokuri.
Bokuri. Okay, yeah, those are maybe lacquered.
It's Michael-san or Gecko wears.
Yeah,
bokuri.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of maybe lacquered. Yeah. Okay. All right, how about your turn? What is Zori?
Zori. Zori are Japanese traditional footwear and Japanese style sandals when going out. Wearing kimono. They are flat soled and materials for Zori are various. Woven rush soles to gorgeous cloths to patent leather soles.
Okay, good. Okay, let's go to Geta and they have here an answer that I've kind of changed. You can use the model answer if you like. My answer is geta are Japanese wooden clogs with two wooden platforms, one in back and one in front. And then a V-shaped thong between the big and second toe helps you grip the clog or keeps, you know, they have a V-shaped thong between the big and second toe to grip when wearing.
Could you say the first half again?
Yeah, okay. Geta are Japanese wooden clogs with two wooden platforms. instead of supports, two wooden platforms under the sole. One is in back and one is in front. There is a V-shaped thong between the big and second toe that you can grip to wear the clog. Okay. The reason I say platform is because that's a term used for shoes. You say platform shoes, or what is that? Agesoko? Mm-hmm. They're called platform shoes. So using the word platform is associated with shoes more than supports. Okay? So there's two, you know, with two wooden platforms, one in front, one in back. Okay?
It looks like teeth.
Okay.
But it's better to say.
Probably platform, yeah, because we call, as they say, those ones with the big fat sole is called platform shoes. So they have two platforms, and it's not like a platform shoes is usually one solid platform, like a base, like dai, right? But this is like two. With one in front, one in back. That's what I'm trying to explain. Okay, so what do you have to say about what is geta?
Geta are Japanese wooden clogs with two wooden platforms, one in front and one in the back. They have a V-shaped strap between the big and second toe.
Okay. All right. When do you wear geta? When do people wear geta?
Oh, people wear in old times, almost all people used geta in any situation. But recently, I think when they wear yukata, a cotton kimono, light cotton kimono, you may have they may wear. Geta.
Okay, good. All right. What is geta?
Geta are Japanese wooden clogs supported by two wooden platforms under sole. They are a V-shaped strap gripped by big and the other toes. People wore geta with yukata these days.
Okay, people wear geta?
People wear geta. With yukata these days.
Good, okay. Good. What is geta?
Geta are kind of Japanese sandals, usually made of wood, with two wooden platforms, one in the back, one in the front. And they're usually worn with yukata or other informal Japanese clothes. Mm. There's no need to wear socks with geta. And the sound of geta on the stone or concrete sounds very pleasant to you.
Yeah, okay. Is there a difference between men's geta and women's geta?
The shape is different among one which will wear men wear and between the women wear. The one which men wear is more rectangular shaped geta, and women is more round shape. Looks like a dolly.
It can be round, or it's what, usually more narrow.
Narrow.
Yeah, men's are fatter, wider.
Wider.
Women's are more narrow. Yeah. Some are also shaped with round. Mm. Yeah. Okay, is that a different, is that correct? I don't wear women, so I'm not sure what, but I think the women's, what I've seen, are usually also painted black lacquer sometimes. There is that.
Oh, this is for men?
Yeah, the men one is more is wider. Yeah. Yeah, and the ladies is more narrow sometimes, often with, you know, black lacquer, or men's are usually just natural wood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. What is geta?
Geta are Japanese wooden cloaks with two wooden platforms, one in front and the other in back, under the sole. Mm-hmm. And geta are worn with kimono. And say at sushi restaurant, you can see a cook wearing geta. Mm.
Okay, all right, good. Or geta?
Geta are Japanese wooden clogs raised off the ground by wooden, two wooden platforms under the sole. And geta have V-shaped thong between the big toe and the second toe. It is usually worn with kimono or yukata, but geta is very healthy to wear. So some people like to wear usually, especially in summer.
Okay.
And my father said he went to school in 1950s wearing geta. Was very common.
Yeah. A lot of traditional students, some you can still see wearing geta. Well, I don't know about today, but when I was a student 100 years ago, I think they had students wearing geta at the university here. Oh. Yeah. I love the sound, right? Yeah. Yeah, they make a great sound. You said you can wear it with kimono? It's possible with kimono?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess you can. Yeah, mostly I think of yukata. Mostly, but kimono, I guess, is possible. Okay. Why are they healthy to wear?
Because geta are worn with bare feet, and we can stretch the toes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. They're not as they're not really comfortable, but yeah, when you get used to it, they're easy to wear. They're not uncomfortable at all. I think it's fun to wear. Okay, so what we have next is what? Monsuki. Are you okay with geta? What is monsuki?
Monsuki is a formal kimono and usually having the family crest and the monsuki.
What happened? Try it again.
Monsuki is a formal kimono having the family crest on the back and the sleeves, and usually they have five kamon, family crest, and two in front and two and three, each one for each sleeve, and one in the back.
Okay, so there are five.
Five.
Where are they? Where are they again?
And two family crests are here.
Okay, on the what do you call? I don't even know what that's. There's probably a word for it.
In
the front on the lapel.
Lapel.
Is that? They're not here. They're on. This is called lapel, right?
Yes.
So they're on the lapel.
Lapel.
And
each lapel, and one each in sleeve.
Okay, one on each sleeve. One on each side of the lapel.
Each side of the lapel.
One on each sleeve.
One on each sleeve.
And one in the middle of the back.
And one in the middle of the back.
Yeah. Okay. And the one on the back is usually a little bigger. No? Are they the same size? I don't know. But the same size, maybe? Okay. All right. Good. So
one in the back or in back?
One in back, in the middle of the back, or middle of the, where it's at the top, right?
Nice.
Yeah, it doesn't say like a big thing on the back like Matsuri or something, right? It says just a very small crest on the middle of the back at the top. Isn't it near the top?
It's right here.
Right here, yeah, near the collar, right? Is it on the collar?
Under.
Just under the collar, right? Yeah, so the front things is like a collar, but because it's not up, it's called lapel. Okay, I think it's lapel. And then two on each sleeve, and then one in the back, just below the collar. So yeah, it's kind of complicated, but that makes a nice answer if you can say it correctly. Okay, do you want to try that again? What is monsuki?
Monsuki is a formal kimono wearing the family crest on the back and the sleeves. And then there are two...
Okay, can you say it again? That's kind of getting mixed. Two on the back and sleeves? Why don't we just say, you know, Monsuke is a formal kimono with a family, with family crests.
Crests.
Okay, then, there is what? Then make there a new sentence. Yeah, there are five.
There are five family crests, and one each and either...
Yeah, I would say one on each lapel. What do we put that? One on each lapel.
One on each lapel, and one on each sleeve, and one in the middle, and one and just behind the collar.
Okay,
under the collar.
Just under the collar.
Under the collar.
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 Yeah, not collar.
Collar.
Collar. C-O-L-L-A-R. Yeah, C-O-L-L-A-R. Okay.
One under the collar.
Yeah, one under the collar.
Under the collar.
Yeah.
Under the
collar. Under the, yeah. Yeah. So C-O-L-L-A-R is collar.
Collar.
Not color, which is Ito, right? You color Eddie. Okay.
My understanding is still one in the front is not on the lapels.
It's
like separate on the chest.
It is on the chest?
It's on the
chest.
Yeah, it's
oh, it's
more,
not on the lapel then.
It's not on the lapel.
Oh, okay. See, I don't have one, so I don't know. And I don't just stare at people when they have.
Yeah,
so we'll just put one on the two on one on the right and left.
Yeah, yes.
Why don't we say that? So there are two, there are five crests. One on the front.
On the front.
One on each what? One on the right and left. One on each sleeve and one on the back under the collar. Oh, okay, so it's not on the lapel. Okay, I forget, yeah. Okay. Okay, why don't we try again? I thought Monsuke would be so simple. It's becoming hard. What is Monsuke?
Yes, Monsuke literally means family crested. Monsuke are formal kimonos bearing family crests on the back, front, and sleeves. There are two types, three crested and five crested.
Oh, okay, so some have three?
Three.
Oh. If there's three, do you know where they're at? In the back, right?
In
one
the back,
in the back?
One and both chests, right and left.
Oh, okay, so none of, not the sleeves.
Not on sleeves.
Okay, all right, good. What is Monsuke?
Well, Monsuke means family crest. Monsuke means the family crest. Monsuke is a formal kimono bearing the five family crest on the family crest. There are.
Yeah, it's on the back and sleeves confuses, okay.
Yeah. There are five crests, family crest. One on each front.
One on right and left.
One on right and left.
In the front. One on the right and left in the front.
One on right and the left.
In the front.
In the
front. One in the front on the right and left. Or one on the right and left in the front. Probably sounds best.
One on right and left in the front.
Okay.
And one in the back under the collar.
And one on each sleeve.
One on each sleeve.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Wow. Okay. I would guess that these would be difficult, but this one, yeah. Okay. What is Monsuke?
Monsuke is a formal type of kimono with three or five family crests. When there are three crests on the right and left in the front and in the middle of the back, just below the collar. When there are five crests, then they are also on the each sleeve.
Each sleeve.
Each sleeve.
Good. Okay, good. All right. And what is Monsuke?
Monsuke means that bearing the family crest, which is usually referred to a formal kimono and haori, bearing the family crest on the back. Okay, I'm not going to get into the five.
Yeah, just, yeah, okay.
Yeah, on the bearing the family crest. That's all.
Okay, yeah. If you don't want to say, then don't say it. But just know, where are they? They might ask you.
Yeah,
you
have, if I'm asked.
Yeah, if you're asked, then know where they're at. Okay. All right, good. All right. What is Wanaji?
Wanaji is a Japanese sandal, which is made of straw. And it is for relatively poor people, like farmers in Edo period. And it was used until around the World War II. But recently, it is sold as a souvenir rather than the item for general use.
Mm. Okay, good. Yeah, it's actually now people, like you say, find for souvenirs kind of fun to look at, right? Okay, good. What is Monpe?
Monpe, a pair of trousers, baggy trousers, which used to be worn by women before World War II. It is worn as daily working wear.
Okay, is it only the pants? Is it like a top part also?
Monpe means
the little pants. Yeah. Then they sometimes wear with a matching kind of coat or something. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay. Good. What is Jinbe?
It's the best.
Jinbe is like a vest. To keep you warm, and if my understanding is correct, it is a inner wear. It is worn in house.
Is it Jinbe?
Yeah, they can go outside.
But it's, I thought it was the summer wear, like the pants, no. Short pants, no. Usually made of cotton or linen, and the summer with the shorts, and then the top is like a happy coat, yeah. Top is like a happy coat that's a half size and it's tied. Are you thinking of chachanko? Oh. Right? Chanchanko, whatever. Chanchanko, yeah. So that's what's usually worn in the winter to keep you warm.
Summer
wear. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a t-shirt or something.
Well, yeah, it's like a happy coat. It's very thin. It's usually cotton or linen, and it has it comes over. It ties. It's like a howdy kind of thing, but it ties a little differently with string. And then the shorts are just like training shorts. They're very comfortable.
Half size training coat. Half size, and you can set off happy coat, kind of happy coat.
Kind of like happy coat, and then the shorts. Socks. Yeah, so it's like gym shorts. They're just very casual.
Comfortable somewhere.
Yeah, they're really comfortable.
For men.
Yeah, they're really comfortable. I mean, usually jinbe, sometimes the sleeves are kind of sewed on, tied on, so there's not... The sleeve is not connected to the vest part. It's connected with string, so it's open and more comfortable and cool. Right?
What's a typical color of jinbe?
Blue is called blue and gray, light blue.
And sometimes brown.
Sometimes brown, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's very good. It will make a good present for our father.
Yeah, it's a nice present, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I guess we've run out of time. I won't ask you about chachanko again. So anyway, so all right. I hope you're okay with these. And I think your answers sound fine. So just practice so that they're smooth. Okay? And any questions?
very simple question.
Okay, simple question. Let me raise the microphone. So
talking about that, a pair of pants.
A pair of pants,
we
yeah.
We have trousers.
Uh-huh.
But a pair of pants means this trouser, a pair of
yes.
Trousers.
Yes, this is a complicated issue, but things for your feet and legs come in pairs. So pair of pants, pair of shoes, right? Things with two, pair of glasses. Now the funny thing is you have two arms, but we don't say a pair of shirts, right? But things for your feet and legs come in pairs. Okay, so pair of socks, pair of gloves, we say, but shirts is a shirt. But everything else usually pair. So it means because you have two legs, glasses, pair of glasses with two eyes, pair of socks because of two feet. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good. Okay, so we'll see you next week and have a nice week.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.